AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Preview with William Hill. I'm Alex Dunn, joined on the line by AP to look ahead to the Cheltenham card on Friday. A very strong card it is as well. We're also just going to have a quick spin through AP's mounts at Doncaster today. Good morning, AP. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, good to hear. As I said, we're going to look ahead to the Cheltenham card first, and we'll start with the 12:30. It's a novice's chase over the extended 3 mile and 1 furlong trip. Just the four runners going to post here, AP, but it still looks a really hot contest.
Yeah, pretty much so. King's Palace and Sausalito Sunrise obviously finished fourth and second when they met last time, so there's probably not going to be much between them. And then you have Valdez, Collange and returning to the offices one in Exeter. But yeah, so I think the Cheltenham race from the last day is going to have a huge bearing in this race again. And I think King's Palace is probably going to beat Sausalito Sunrise again.
Okay, then. So King's Palace, hard to get away from in the 12:30. Next up is the 1:05. It's a handicap chase for conditional jockeys over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. Another pretty open race here, AP. At the time we're recording, Hollow Blue Sky heads affairs. The non-runner here is Simply Wings. Which way do you see this one going?
Yeah, Hollow Blue Sky obviously finished sixth behind Ball Henry at Cheltenham last time, and before that I ran okay behind Hollow Penny at Wincanton, and obviously had the likes of Al Alfie and Wavy Chaspy behind them. I can see why they're making a case for Hollow Blue Sky of the other ones. You said Hollow Al Alfie ran after Wincanton, ran at Ascot, and was fourth to nice one. Frankie seems like he's probably got a bit to find. Gallery Exhibition won at Catterick. I'm just slightly concerned that he might want better ground. I can see why they're going for him. Of the others, 31 has been consistent enough as well. But I'm probably going to go with Hollow Blue Sky.
Okay, Hollow Blue Sky, the pick in the 1:05. Next up is the 1:40. It's a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 1 furlong. Some interesting types going to post here. Vintage Vinny is unexposed. Lock Kent made a pleasing enough reappearance last time. He's then got the likes of Street Entertainer, Starluck, who are pretty exposed. We know what they're capable of, but they can perform at a pretty high level. Which one do you fancy in this one, AP?
Yeah, Vintage Vinny, I actually want to bump her on. He was third last time at Boss in a maiden hurdle. Got beaten quite a long before that. Had been third at the entry, which was okay for him without setting the more of the light. Got Kent, Mickey Henderson's horse, obviously was second at Kempton. To then Vulpa, who actually got the form down, ran pretty disappointingly at Newbury each time. Bocky and Brian Ellison just ran in some good handicap hours, but has been a little bit out of form. If you go back far enough, he was third in the fight just a few years ago. Has an all right form startup, was a good handicap hurdler on his day, but hasn't shown much of late. I thought Street Entertainer ran okay at Cheltenham last time. He ran behind Unique to Cost. So you're kind of making cases for lots of them. If you were going to go for one, maybe a bigger price, or maybe go for the top one, Starlock, we need to be rejuvenated. I'll go for Starlock.
Next up is the 210. It's a Grade 3 handicap chase over 3 miles and 2 furlongs. Hadrian's Approach got a lot of weight to carry here, AP, but is the class act in the race, but comes up against some pretty unexposed type. It's quite an interesting one, this one.
Yeah, the likes of Charing Worth won an amateur handicap chase in Cheltenham the last meeting. That form is okay. And then you go through the likes of Coward's Close of Paul Nicholls, was second at Wincanton last time, just got beaten a short head by all the King's horses. Before that, he'd won at Taunton. Sam's Town won in Kelso and won there, but slowly creeping up the weights. Standing Ovation was well enough fancied last time, but was disappointing at Wincanton as well. Before that, he ran okay at Cheltenham. The Owl Lad. One well at Warwick, over 2.5 miles, and you know that's okay for him. And as you said, the likes of Hadrian's Approach won at Sandown at the end of last season. I'm kind of looking for one of those improving horses, the ones that I suppose that you think have gone up least in the weights, and you'd maybe think that the Owl Lad are Coward's Close. You know, I think there's not much between them, and I'd probably just go for the Owl Lad. He's only got 10 to go on, so I'm going to go for the Owl Lad.
Okay, next up is the 240. It is a cross-country handicap chase. 3 miles and 7 furlongs the trip for this one on the cross-country course. A few of these, AP, that we see coming up against each other pretty regularly, but which one do you think will come out on top this time?
There's obviously a few of the specialists running in this race. Big Shoe has been around plenty of times. Uncle Junior has been around plenty of times. Any currency... Chukaluka Philip Hobbs is he's one with a chance. Obviously they've done well with Battles and King in the cross country races. But I'm gonna go for End of Bulger's Keep On Track. He was second last time, he finished on the Big Shoe, so I'm gonna go for Keep On Track.
Okay, Keep On Track, the pick in the cross-country race. The penultimate race on the Cheltenham card is a handicap hurdle over 3 miles. You've got the likes of Big Easy in this one, who's been running really well on flat and over jumps. Ulzana's Raid, who's unexposed. And then the likes of Guiding George, who's been in good form. Another good race here, AP.
Yeah, it is a good race. Ulzana's Raid, as you said, has been in good form, and he's won his last three. He's definitely an improving horse. I like Big Easy. I thought he ran very well last time. Was a little bit unlucky to get beat by a few son at Haydock. I thought that was very good for him. Before that, he'd been second to Catco at Cheltenham, so the track's not a problem. A few of the others have got bits and chances. I like to Fighter Jet, King Messini, Landovic, but I'm going for Big Easy.
Okay, Big Easy, hard to get away from there in the 3.15. And the final race that we're going to look at is the 3.45. It's a novice's hurdle over 2 miles and 1 furlong. Another race where you could give a chance to a few here, AP. There's some potentially really quite smart novices in here.
Yeah, I would think Alan Kings were probably a bit disappointed with Miles and Memphis last time at Leicester. He got beat there. Sondor Banker again is another one that would have been disappointed with when he was only third at Ascot on his first run. Has been a little disappointed. Some Plan won well when he won at Sutter. Seedling has won at Plumpton a couple of times and has been pretty good. I think Apologies Farm behind Shantu Bob at Cross Glass on his last run is pretty solid, and I like him. I think Apologies is the one for me here.
Okay, Padge the pick then in the lucky last from Cheltenham. We'll just quickly move on to Doncaster then, AP. You're on your way up there at the minute for 4 rides. We'll have a quick spin through them, starting with the 12.10. It's novice's chase over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. Just the 5 got a post here, but it looks a really quite interesting race, this.
Yeah, it does. A couple of smart horses. Obviously, Condor Kemper won a really good handicap hurdle at the entry. He's got pretty solid form. Fayette County obviously fell last time, and you'd be slightly concerned about that. And I'm obviously riding around Devil's Boy. He was a smart horse when he was last in on a race course, but it was over 2 years ago, so that's a little bit of a worry for him. I think that
think Tondock Kemper was rated 147 over hurdles. He's by far the highest rated, and he's probably going to take a bit of eating, but hopefully the Red Devil boys will give him plenty to do, but Tondock Kemper's going to be hard to beat.
Okay, next up is the 12:45. It's a maiden hurdle over the extended 2 mile trip. You get the leg up on Father Edward here, again for John Ferguson. A horse that would seem to have a pretty good chance here, but you've got two horses from Nicky Henderson's to look out for, as well as a few other interesting contenders.
Yeah, Father Edward, he obviously won a bumper. I've been probably a little bit disappointed, I think. Maybe last time at Ludlow, and he's probably got to, you know, show improvement, I would think. As you said, there's a couple of the Nicky Henderson horses in here that were pretty smart flat horses, that's for sure. Cardinal Water was rated 90 on the flat, and Hassel was rated 94, so they're pretty smart. James Fanshawe's runner as well, Shawaya Man. There's another one that was rated 95 on the flat, so they're pretty high flat ratings. I could see Father Edward having plenty to do, but wouldn't know which one is the most likely. Maybe I think the fact that Andrew Tinkler's riding Cardinal, but I think he's probably the more fancy ones of the Nicky Henderson ones. So hopefully Father Edward might win, but I could see some of the Cardinal taking a lot of it.
OK, fair enough. Next up is the 1:20. It is a mare's handicap hurdle over 2 miles, 3.5 furlongs. Two non-runners here, AP, recording this at about 9:30 on Friday morning, and they go without number 4, Pretty as a Picture, and 6, Queen Spud. They don't go to post. You ride A Shade of Bay for Kim Bailey. And with those two absentees all of a sudden, the race has a bit of an open look to it.
Yeah, it definitely gives you a bit of a chance, all right. Lock Neil is probably the one that... has got the best most recent form of Jim Goldie's, but again an open race, she said. Maggie Blue was disappointed that time, haven't won the time before, and hopefully my mount A Shade of Bay has got a good chance in an open race. She obviously pulled up last time, and you'd be slightly concerned about that, but ran okay. He talked to the time before. I'll take a chance and go with my own one. Go with A Shade of Bay.
Okay, A Shade of Bay then, the pick there for AP. And the final race that we'll look at is the final race on the Doncaster card. It's the 3:25, and it's a handicap hurdle over 2 miles, 3.5 furlongs. You stick around for one, AP, here. That's Kelvin Grove for John Joe O'Neill. Looks a potentially nice type as well, but comes up against a few others that could be pretty smart. One absentee to note here, number 6, Casino Markets, does not run. What do you make of your chances here, AP?
Yeah, hopefully Kelvin Grove has a good chance. He won first time out and then was second on his last run. That was a market race and got beat far enough, which was a little bit disappointing. But hopefully he's open to improvement. There's obviously a few others, as you said. Maybe Pride of Basel. I'm kind of hoping that Kelvin Grove is bound to hopefully get back to winning ways, and hopefully Kelvin Grove can win.
Okay, Kelvin Grove then, the pick in the 3:25. Great stuff, AP. Thanks very much for your time. Best of luck at Doncaster today, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Thank you. Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.